Our reading today is Psalm 46. I think we're going to have it up on the screen in the usual NIV version, but I'm going to read it to you from the New American Standard. With grateful thanks to John Roper for giving me this Bible. I'm reading it in the New American Standard because of verse 10. It's worded very, very slightly differently, but if you can, follow along on the screen, and then I'd like you to tell me the difference in verse 10. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Who has wrought desolations in the earth? He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. It wasn't
verse
up there.
Verse 10 hasn't come up. So,
well, verse 10, there it is. Be still and know that I am God. This one says, cease striving and know that I am God. And I think that puts a slightly different emphasis. So I just would like us to give you a few thoughts that on this psalm, and then I have a prayer activity for us to do. Okay? A declaration of worship from the nation of Israel, a psalm of praise for God's strength and availability to his people at all times. Psalm 46 reflects on God's miraculous deliverance of his people and his unchanging nature in the most desperate of circumstances. God does not abandon us when the going gets tough. He's right there with us, and he does not change. He is not vulnerable to the challenges of the world. And when we face those challenges that threaten to overwhelm us, we can find refuge and rest in our ever-present, unchanging God. Amidst chaos and destruction, he provides a place of safety, peace, and security. What do we fear? Do we fear for our safety? Are we afraid of the unknown? Of course we are. Of course we fear. Fear is a natural human reaction. And we find ourselves asking where God is. Why doesn't he stop something from happening? And what will happen to us and the people we love? Choosing to be unafraid and courageous isn't easy. But the goodness of God does not depend on our feelings. Even when we have no answers to our questions and life makes no sense, God can still be trusted. He is our refuge, our strength, our help in times of trouble, and he is always with us. Belief in a God who provides for the needs of the people, who reaches out and offers salvation, pervades the Old Testament. And it is brought to fruition in the New Testament through the saving work of Jesus. Jesus knows how to navigate the difficulties of life. He knows what it is to feel joy and heartache, to weep with laughter and with sadness. Just like us, he knows fatigue and hunger and also the joy of celebration. And when we talk to him, we don't have to use fancy words, just the ones that are honest and meaningful to us, knowing that he hears and understands us. Psalm 46 ends with a reminder that when we focus on God, we will see his power in every situation and at every stage of our lives. Be still and know that I am God has always been a comfort to me. When I struggled with my mental health, finding the still point each day and knowing that Jesus stood there with me gave me the strength I needed to make it through the challenges. However, what we read here is about more than that, I think, which is why I read the psalm from the New American Standard Version. In the version that we had on the screen, "Be still," in the version that I read, it's translated as "cease striving." The context here is war between Israel and the nations, which is something very familiar today. Letting go and letting God, put that in inverted commas, would be one way to put it, perhaps. Cease striving, be still. It's a recognition of the turmoil all around and a call to give it to God because he is in charge. He will break the bow, shatter the spear, and burn the shields with fire. Our responsibility is to bring it all to him in prayer, and most importantly, in faith, which is what we're going to do together. So I have been doing a little bit of research, and I found the UN website actually quite useful in this, and I have selected some paragraphs about conflict. And I'm going to hand out these cards around the tables. Sorry, do you want all of them? Okay, you've got some. I think if there's enough for one table each, that'd be great. If not, then you maybe need to combine a table. I think you've got three, I've got three.